vote in favor of the bill. Now, I can't foresee the purpose now to starting reopening a discussion of the input. The full committee was there. Everyone, with the two committees. The first time in my life that the administration and financial committee was present 9 o'clock exactly, and we sat for 3.5 hours. And we going through each and every recommended what was the presentation of each and everyone. And end of the day, they coming, they said, let them go back. The next day, the committee was sitting again, the two committees. And they said, out of that, we gave the final mandate. Now, Jay, I haven't got a mandate to reconsider any input by anyone to come to say, the Secretary of Parliament, the FFC, everyone, everything was considered. And that's the final mandate. Chair, so I haven't got a mandate from my province to start negotiating any matter. You know, Chair, my problem is, and I'm saying that, this issue was discussed with the speakers on a video conference in December, beginning of December, and there was already agreement. That's why my speaker said to me, there's not necessary to come and brief the province. That was already beginning of December. It's not necessary because we already agree. But we go the route, the constitutional route in regard to that process. Now suddenly, we had to rush immediately, urgently, a crisis, to go and brief the provinces. Change the issue of a negotiated mandate to a final mandate. No arguments about that, Jay. There was no arguments about that. We were in fact. Now we are backpedal. Say, hey, wait. Negotiated now. So, Jay, I got no mandate. I'm honest to say that. Unless we say, if there's any negotiating process in the regard of that and changes, I had to go back to my province and brief them again. That's my mandate, Chair, and I would not pass away from that.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have to concur with what the Honourable Poortus is, in principle, is right. And, Chair, my concern really, and I think I can speak for the committee, my concern lies with the presiding officers in the NCLP. And the only thing I'm going to reiterate of what the Honourable Boerter said is it was crisis management to leave and go and do it. I had to be in Bishu at 7 o'clock in the morning, Chair, and you know I'm not a morning person. But I was there. And my speaker in the province is a very strict person, although my mandate covers me for this. But I think, Chair, you must just convey on behalf of this committee, and those who disagree with me must say so, that we're concerned about this manyaga-nyaga that's going on. It's the only word I know how to describe it. Be that as it may, Chair, these mandates, who signs them? Can a chairperson of the committee can sign them? Because I see some are signed by committee chairpersons, and I don't think that's allowed. No, let me finish, Chair. Chair, now, I'll just read you what the Eastern Cape mandate says, and it took me a lot to sell it that way. Because people just look at you, and when there's silence, you must know you're pushing. Resolutions from our province, Chair. And for once, my province has done something good. The committee resolved that the following final mandate be conferred. Just ask him to come back to his roots, Chair, and I will tell him. Vote for the adoption of Bill B-74-2008 if the attached amendments are incorporated in the bill. So I've got scope there. The Eastern Cape's permanent delegate is to represent the province of the Eastern Cape at the meeting of the final mandate. So I think that covers me, so maybe I don't have to go back and renegotiate this one because I think I'd rather run away. And then, Chair, concerning the money bill,
because when I went and did this briefing, they had all their law guys there as well. And concerning the money bill, what my province has done is given me their white paper for their comments on the money bill. Thank you, Chair. But please, Chair, just convey our maybe condolences to the out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to follow on from what has been said. Just that I get the impression that we are just ciphers and we have to hear from other people what is being done. Why, I appreciate your concern for stopping me running around to go and fetch something. It's not right. I'm supposed to be the delegate. I should know. And thank you for that. But it's not right that other people over our heads are making decisions. And this puts us in a very awkward situation when you go to do your briefing. So I just feel that this is something that should be improved in the next parliament or right away. We've got a responsibility and we can't have other people denying us the right to do what is correct.
Now, Chair, I've just got a whisper that I must go back to my roots. I don't know what roots. Now, Chair, I think that what the colleagues are saying is quite a serious matter. One, the fact that colleagues were concerned from the beginning when the voting mandate was supposed to be changed to a final mandate. But I think that, I agree with the sentiment that is being raised in the House. However, I think that it's important that we listen to the advice that cautions us against sometimes galloping too fast to the extent that we compromise our own, what you call, procedures. One, everyone in this House is aware that we're going to the elections. We're going for the elections, and very soon, legislatures will be dissolved, including Parliament. So maybe if we take that into account, that sometimes we have amendments as this committee. We have noted some areas where we think that we should amend. And if tomorrow or the other day the date of the elections is announced, it means that National Assembly, for instance, will be dissolved. And it can create problems for us for the amendments that we can come up to. And for what will happen to that bill then, once we amend and National Assembly has to revisit that and those kind of processes. So I think that as leadership, we should really also take into account that the leadership of the National Council of Provinces had to take those things into account. But also the fact that, in fact, I think that I really commend them for the fact that initially we were told that it was a final mandate, but they come back to think that maybe it's necessary not just to take the final mandate, but if there are provinces who still want to have a bit of time, be allowed to do so. I see now many provinces have sent their mandates, but I think that it doesn't take away the right to for those provinces who might still want to have a consultation. I was talking to my own chairperson just before coming here. Everyone is worried about the situation, but there is an understanding that some of the things are beyond our own control. are beyond the control of the leadership of the NCOP. Hence, what you call it, taking perhaps this kind of step. For me, Chair, what I would like us to do maybe is to, under the circumstances, cooperate with them. For those provinces that have got a final mandate, people will not go back now and seek other mandates. They will not go there to do. Maybe what we could do is to say we had a discussion as this committee, there were inputs. How do we assist this process by looking at those areas that we think that we really need to play a mandate, so that we don't just now go back and postpone this meeting without doing something that will assist the next coming meeting. I've just closed through the mandates that I see here. There's not one what you call an amendment. And the people who have amendment, I think that is this committee that might want to amend your section 4, your other things. So whatever we do that. No, allow me to finish. Yeah. So that I'm saying, we must assist this process by doing something, not just postpone this meeting and go home. Thank you.
Jay, what does concern me is it's very difficult. The legislatures are having their opening and closing on the same day, and they're not going to be sitting. That is a concern. And then, Jay, just to put a spanner in the works, what would happen if we send this bill back? What would the consequences be this time?
Yeah, Chairperson, I must indeed express my happiness, that my appreciation that you propose that we can still finalize the business of final mandates on next week Tuesday, because I don't have one as yet. But it's coming in tomorrow. But I want to indicate that when I was doing the briefing on Monday, my provincial members were there for the first time ever, only to come for this piece of legislation. And it really, like, yeah, no, I really congratulate them, because it took us over 3 hours for the first time ever. No briefing ever took 3 hours in my province. And they went through nearly all those concerns by various stakeholders, and they understood what it meant. And in fact, they have also invited the provincial stakeholders, like the office of the speaker, which really disappointed them, because it did not pitch up. But the provincial treasurer was there. He made a very good presentation. I hope the very fact that there is that delay, that they cannot have it posted it today, maybe is due to the office of the speaker. But for sure tomorrow, I hope it will be there, because the level of commitment they indicated to me was for the first time for me to see that the interest they really was displayed was above my expectation. Thank you.
Chair, yes. Issues must be raised is that also my province is now in recess. Speaker on of the and that was not in front of tabled at the legislature. Was also one concern. Other concern, Chair, there's a 76 bill. Constitutionally, what is the implication if there's no public hearings in the province? If there's a 75 bill and the provinces and the communities must be involved some way or another, and someone go to the constitutional court, what are the implications of that? That was the question that was raised, because there was no time actually to discuss it with the province at all, or with communities, or municipalities, or anyone. So what are the constitutional implications of that? That we are yet to the constitution in regard of the 76 bill. Chair, in regard to a mandate, the final mandate, and I hear what you say, we can go through all that inputs of different stakeholders. We did go through them. And I think everyone who was doing breathing in his province was supposed to go and light and the issues of what is actually really to concern. What was raised by the Auditor General, the FFC, the legal people, the Secretary of Parliament, that draft, that was not the policy of Parliament, that's a draft policy of Parliament. You can't work on that. You can read through that and say, I take note of that. But it's a draft. There's nothing in line with that. So that one you can put aside. It's not finalized. So all the other issues was discussed, but as far as the province is concerned, was discussed. And we're coming up to the final. And I raised the question. They were raising the questions. Is the constitutional correct not to have only run into a final mandate, not to have a cautionating mandate? Because, Chair, as I indicated, I got no mandate to negotiate further on this issue. Myself, I don't know the other members, they must read into their negotiating mandate. But myself, I've got none because they say it's a final mandate, they approve that. But they also indicated that they will put this bill by the first setting of the legislature for approval. Now what happened, Chair, in the legislature, if they say we disagree? Because they can. Nothing stopped them. They can say we disagree with this bill. The other commit, and I'll tell you, Chair, that the chairperson say they commit themselves here with a little bit of a knife upon the heads. Because they had to say we haven't got public hearings, there was no final mandate, everything is against the constitution in regarding of this final mandate. Everything, Chair. So the problem can say, but what is the role of the NCOP? What are they doing there? Because it's not, the NI approved this bill already in the 23rd of September. But what is the role of the NCOP? From that time to come now with an urgent issue for a final mandate, and we leave the provinces out in regarding of the process. So we have to answer the questions before we can go start negotiating further on to say what will we want to discuss. We already discussed, the committee discussed issue, all the issues that day and the day after before they come with the, they said we agree. So Chair, I'm really concerned unless there's a real explanation in front of this committee, and Chair, with great respect with you, I respect you as a chairperson highly, but you was called to instruct us, and we accept the instruction, Chair, but now there's another instruction, and you are the messenger for that instruction. Why is that authority not coming to this committee and say, we have these following problems, that we can raise these problems with that authority. Can they explain to us for a half an hour what is the purpose, what is the reason behind to extend now for another 2 weeks with no briefing to the province? Okay, what is this? I must only phone the province and say, hey, last time we extended, we throw it away. This time we said, no, sorry, my final mandate is there, but there's no mandate. Sorry, we're waiting for 2 weeks, and we will discuss the issue. Chair, I'm really concerned, Chair.
where I'm sitting here this morning, what you say, I'm really concerned in regarding of that message to come back to you urgently. Said, hold on, 2 weeks, and we will discuss. And Sukoni raised issues here of what is the situation if that happened, and that happened, and that happened. Chair, that's my input. Thanks.
Chair, this is a serious matter, and I'll tell you what. And firstly, let me concur with my colleague, Mr. Boerter, that the respect we have for you as chair of this committee. And chair, we know you're caught between a hard rock and a deep blue sea. And they always say, don't shoot the messenger, so we're not going to shoot you, chair. But chair, I think this committee has got the power to call anybody before it. And maybe we should call the presiding officers in to come and explain to us what is happening. We have got that power, chair. I mean, we can even call in the president, but that would be political suicide. But in this matter, I don't think it will be political suicide. And I think maybe we should call them in, chair. I'd like to propose that. Thank you.
Okay. You know what we must do? You see, the scope is a bit tight, and this mandates are just coming in now hard and fast. KZN has just landed on my table now, and I want us to assist each other and just say, and just say, we, for instance, I hear what colleague Porter is saying. Because if we had a negotiating mandate, for instance, it would be incumbent upon us to then send those back, in other words, the comments, to all the provinces for consideration. And then, of course, they would concur or disagree with the comments that are made during a negotiating mandate discussion. Now, tomorrow today we've got a different instruction. All of us came here marching, knowing that we were dealing with the final mandate, finish and clear. Now, here we are now faced with a situation that says, well, we're loosening the knot a bit. By the way, no, I don't.
I'll tell you what, Jay. That document to the senior counsel that we got from Lauter, whatever his name is, that is a very accurate one. I reread it. And this whole thing can be unconstitutional. And I think that's the reason people are now waking up to the fact that it can be that. Thank you, Chair.
This is why, then, we are saying, I personally was saying, now that the powers that we have woken up to the reality and maybe the risk, if you like, we've got the mandates as are in front of us, as I was saying. Why don't we then allow that period? We could deal with this now and finish it and pass it now because we've got them now. Well, why? Yes, you're right. Let's take this cooling period now. And this is upon all of us. And say, well, on Tuesday, that's the only thing we shall be dealing with, because really, all the mandates are not all of them are here. But I'm just saying, let's then take that instructions of the powers that be
and say, well, at least now we know the thinking of our own provinces. The issue of the final mandate is right. It's going to come in as that, and all the issues that are here on the table. And treat that discussion on Tuesday as final mandates. Of course, we shall have to, in fact, as I was saying, Mr. Mahlangu is going to be meeting the speakers tomorrow and the chief whips tomorrow. Now, Mrs. Oliphant is going to be briefing the chair of committees of the provinces. So clearly they would be telling them about this changed program. And so whilst we must then, I will be raising these concerns that you are raising, all of them, with the powers that be. In fact, they also know these problems, unfortunately. They were raised sharply, and this is why they had to call this meeting today. And so I'm saying, let's then agree now. I want us to go that route now. I want us to agree that on Tuesday, with all these issues that you are raising, please, Mr. Potter, don't raise the problems we've been dealing with for all of us for so long. Can we agree that the only two options that we have, deal with this thing now or on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm pleading for that now. Yes, ma'am.
Chair, I fall in with your ruling. The only thing is, Chair, I'm talking constitutionally, not other matters. This committee who sit under your chairmanship, constitutionally, is obliged to do the same. No other committee. I'm right or wrong. Now, I have another concern, Chair, and I agree with you, there's a final mandate. Let's cool off and have a beer and whiskey and think about other things the next Tuesday, and then we're still sitting with the final mandate negotiating anything. But Chair, there's one concern to me now, what you raise now, that the chairperson of the NCOP taking the power of this committee,
yeah,
to brief again, second time, the speakers. The second time. I don't know if it's video conference or personally or what. And this is really found with respect going briefing the chairpersons.
I don't think
it'd be there. But now suddenly Danny Buerta, Robinson, Colony, Sakoni, Robinson, we haven't done our job. Because we were giving the parents and we couldn't convince them that you must accept the final mandate. Now this coming back and said, no. Perhaps we was not doing the good job. Those members was not doing the excellent job to say, you convinced us. See, because I don't think this one of these members who have an easy task to convince the committees in regarding the process. What's not easy? Really, Chair, it was not easy. Now there's another briefing to chairpersons and committees. You can't brief only the chairperson. You must brief the committee. If you not only brief the chairperson, Chair, there's another break of the constitution. There's another one. Now you have to brief the committee. Now the committee will be total in the dark, somewhere in the mist, like Cape Town's mountain. To rush the scene.
cruising on 190 kilometers an hour through this toll gate. There's really concerns. I can be concerned about this issue, Che. Because it's not, yes, we have to go, there's another breathing behind this committee's back. So this committee is constitutionally there, appointed to do the 76 bills, to brief provinces, to get mandates from provinces. You know that person, if I read it in the constitution. But say,
I
fall in with your agreement.
Just on this briefing tomorrow, the chairperson is not briefing on the bill. The meeting is about bills that must be prioritized. Now, this one is amongst those that must be prioritized. No, I'm not sure whether we number one on the list. And something about three or four or five that they must talk about. In other words, the provinces must prioritize. It's not about him briefing about this particular bill in particular. But also, he must, as I was saying to you, he must then also be able to inform them that we are not finishing today. At least there is some leeway of about 2 weeks for the FABL. But the bottom line is that, as we are seeing now, the mandates are here, but the pressure that was put on us is no more there. That's the kind of briefing that they are having for tomorrow. In other words, it would allow for this province, for instance, Northwest, whose mandate is not in. There's a province that was not briefed, the Northern Cape. I suspect it looks like some arrangement is going to be done today that somebody from any other committee who's from the Northern Cape must go and try and brief the Northern Cape, because also they have not been briefed. I'm saying they're trying to accommodate all of those provinces which have not been able to get a briefing, but those who are also not be able to get a mandate. And so clearly, he's not briefing on the basis of the bill, because he himself also does not understand the content of the bill.
Yes, we're asking you, as chairperson of this committee, did you know of any other 76 bills who had to be privatized before closing of parliament, except this one? I'm just asking that question. Is there any other 76 bills that we had to go and brief provinces to have to pass? Or is it only this one? I'm asking the questions here.
In that meeting, that there are other. In other words, that are dealt with by other committees. As far as our own responsibility is concerned, I only knew about this one. So that's basically what we've got. So please, can we come back to the discussion and say, are we meeting on Tuesday or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay, we're not fighting with you. Because you're in the same boat as what we are. Now, Jay, this committee has built up a reputation of doing its work. And when we go on our travels, you sit with the hymn book, and you sit with the two Bibles, the Torah and the Constitution of this country. We haven't bent the rules yet. Let's not bend them at the end of 5 years, Jeff, please.
Just a final word on this. I understand the difficult situation you're in, but we are supposed to be lawmakers. I know. No, we all are. But I'm just saying, but for the record, it is not right. We're supposed to uphold the Constitution. We are supposed to follow due process. And if the members and the presiding officers, Nohal, are actually deviating from the process, this is something which we need to take up seriously. We cannot say we uphold the Constitution and then we ignore it.
Christian, what difference is it going to make?
Please,
we're going to do what is right, then it should be today. That is the, you know, the process. But if we don't have all the mandates, that is a problem. So do we ignore them then?
Says final mandate, da da da. We received correspondence from the NCOP Chief Whip's office on Monday, too, urging the province to submit final mandates to the NCOP on the above mentioned date. Unfortunately, the Finance, Economic and Portfolio Committee cannot meet this deadline due to the fact that the committee is away on other business, blah, 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 blah. So he just reminded me. But from Danny, you are on the floor.
But in regarding all that process, then that only 5 provinces have the final mandate. How many, how was it constitutionally correctly? Only 5. But, Chair, with all my concerns that are raised constitutionally and everything, I don't know, Mr. Jenkins here, what is his views as a legal person. I'm not talking as a legal person, I'm talking as a politician. But if that is the case, that we as a committee make them put a proposal on the table, let we do that on Tuesday, but that we not discuss any issues until Tuesday. Let we just have working according to this final mandate what we have here, and then we just postpone that acceptance of the final mandate until when, until Tuesday. Then we can see on Tuesday what's coming out, and then we go on. Actually, this is my proposal then in regarding.
I will second the proposal, Chair.
Chair, I hope that there are no doubts that now, I think that I'm very happy that at least there's some do not around the way forward with the concerns. I think the concerns are very valid. However, Chair, I think that for me, the issue that we are, I'm just worried about is the time. If we postpone everything now, we go back to our offices, we postpone everything, we wait for Monday, for Tuesday. We can do that. The problem that we're going to have, clearly, that we need to amend. And now, my suggestion really was that why don't we look at those where we thought that we, or those things that we would like to amend them, so that we facilitate this process. If we come back on Tuesday, it's not so, I
don't rush, Chairperson. Don't rush. Allow me to finish and with my comrade there.
I, we can postpone everything. We come back on Tuesday. It will still be us. We still have to do those things. Why don't we do some of the work now? Come Tuesday.
Out of order.
Come Tuesday. At least our work is easier.
Okay. Chairperson, for once, I have to disagree with Comrade Ziboni. Chair, I have to disagree with my comrade from... Because he's left his grassroots, he's broken away from basics. We've seen what's happened. It's this way and that way. And that's why I'll second what Comrade Dani said. We don't know what else is going to come out until Tuesday. And then we have to go through it all again. So let's postpone that proposal. I agree with that proposal for Tuesday, and we'll have more information on the table. And we deal with it one shot.
Yeah, so it was a proposal put on the table.
Yeah.
It was second. So if there's any counter-proposal, and the second, that let me vote.
it easy is to say to Mr. to Advocate Jenkins, the only thing he's going to prepare now is simple. Look at all the submissions. Just a one pager. Okay? You see, because if you also look at the, what we're trying to do is also look at some of the mandates now. For instance, you hear what the Eastern Cape says and the Free State, etc. And just say those issues that we think, for instance, the issues that the Secretary was saying must be looked at. Just all of them. It's something that's going to take us, I think it's about four or five clauses. You're not really motivating, because the motivation is clear already. Just isolate them all. It's right there. And then the unspent money also is got to be taken off. And I think that's the kind of things. And I think Mr. Robertson is right. If some of the other things that are coming might also have some other things, so that we've got scope for discussion in respect of that. And so for now, those that we have, just isolate them out. The Auditor General is not really saying very fundamental things, and every other person except those of the Secretary. Again, it's just about deleting those things, just a small one page that would facilitate our discussion then for Tuesday on the FAPL. Now we have closed the discussion on the FAPL. It's going to be Tuesday. Now the money bill, I've been given a thick document here. I'm not sure whether other people have it. So can you just take us through what are the things that people are saying here? Okay.
Now, what is good for a gander is good for a goose too.
Okay.
We can't treat this one differently. If then it's enough or sufficient for two people.
No, don't worry.
I'm speaking.
Hang on. If you want to say, we can make copies, not a big deal.
Make copies then.
If you will be given then copies.
Until you make those copies.
On Tuesday, we shall also look at.
And okay, we'll look at it on Tuesday.
At this one as well. And we're adjourned.
No, we can't read a fat document like that just before the meeting on Tuesday. We need it
You can have it now.
Thank you.
I know you guys already adjourned the meeting, but the money bill is a 75 bill. And if only folk, if there's any from the provinces comments on that one, because the growth effect the provinces in fashion, so that document will use for information. And that is where it ends. Nothing discussion, nothing else. It's only for information for us.
Come back to the